Yet another example of where my cringe or fear of public proposals come from in this setting, the bar story, Kelly, which is...
an example of what not to do.
Okay. Look, best of intentions, maybe.
Okay.
But if you can manage to make it through the day without proposing on the big screen at a sporting event only to be denied, then you're doing okay.
Oh,
this happened at a Red Sox game, baseball game, Douglas and Sarah.
Oh, no. You better be really sure she's going to say yes. Like, there's zero question if you're going this big.
See, I feel like Douglas was like, you know what? She can't say no.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure if that's exactly what he thought.
If I do it like this,
he didn't know her very well, though.
I'll win her over.
Apparently.
We don't have audio other than just Nat sound of the game the proposal, because someone filmed it on their phone just of the big screen.
Oh, the
showing. Yes, showing. In front of 35,000 spectators.
Do you hear the reaction?
You
from
don't
the crowd?
Hear anything. Oh. No, it was Douglas had coordinated with Fenway for the Jumbotron.
And they're like, this is so great. We love love. We got you, fam.
Yes. Yes. So the comment, though, on the video, the person who posted the video put the caption, quieter reaction on this one.
And then to add insult to injury, Boston lost.
Yeah, well, sure.
Oh, what a bad day all around for
him. So the message, congratulations to Sarah and Douglas, appeared on the Jumbotron.
Uh-oh.
So Sarah kind of just shakes her head and looks uncertain.
Oh, God.
It's really kind of awkward and uncomfortable. Douglas attempts to end the moment by like leaning in for a kiss.
Nope.
Doesn't accept.
Oh, was
like,
not received either. What,
no, she doesn't seem very happy.
Okay. Oh no.
I mean, you can kind of see here in the video slightly. Someone's like, she doesn't seem very happy.
Oh no. Oh no no no. Oh, that's
so,
not great.
Yeah, it will.
This poor guy.
We'll try to get that on our stories at Ben and Kelly Show. But yeah, again, this is part of where my cringe of public proposals comes from are moments like this where I love the public display, like the confidence that it takes. I appreciate the confidence that it takes to profess your love in such a public, outwardly way.
Yeah, it's not your typical, oh, hands over the mouth, oh.
No, she's like,
you can tell body language,
Douglas,
of someone.
What are you doing?
That's really excited about that moment.
Yes.
Maybe they just hadn't discussed it yet. Maybe they weren't at that phase
level of their relationship.
And she felt real sucker punched.
They had a chat the night before, and this was not the direction she was anticipating things going. She was just going to the ball game as...
Yes, the text on the video, quieter reaction on this one.
I know, exactly. Quieter reaction.
Yeah, it's confusing for everyone involved. And now I kind of need to know, are Sarah and Douglas still together?
Yeah, I don't...
Was she just like... Maybe she's like you, and public proposals are
not
cringy,
her thing.
Not her thing. Maybe Douglas didn't know that yet about her, because he'd never proposed before.
Yes.
Maybe it was that.
Maybe.
I still want to hang on to hope.
You know, I think
they need a redo.
I think that there is coming back from something like that.
There could
you know,
be.
I don't know.
Maybe one day they're going to laugh about this.
Of how that is possible, because I don't hear very many. He proposed one time and I said no. The second time he proposed, I said yes. I don't hear a lot of those stories.
There's not a lot of those. But maybe one day they're going to be like, ha, remember the one day we were at the Red Sox game on the Jumbotron and you proposed and I looked really mad at you? Do you remember that? That was good
Anyways,
times.
Pass the gravy.
That was good times.
So,
oh.
If you've got an awkward public moment that you'd like to share, I'd like to hear that. 502-795-1997.
Tease and peace for Douglas.
Did your boyfriend or ex-fiance try to do the public proposal and you weren't having it?
I'm going to now probably be spending the rest of the day Were you trying to find Sarah and Douglas and what happened and what's the backstory there?
Well, you remember about 10...
What led to that moment and where are they now?
Do you remember about 10 years ago when those like flash mobs proposals were like a huge thing?
Yes. That took like practice and choreography and coordination and people.
Yeah. Yeah. Anybody get one of those and say no?
I feel like you're the meanest person on planet Earth if you're saying no in that moment.
No, you just...
You can say yes and then you say just, no in private.
Oh, gosh. See, I don't...
You say yes and then you say no.
In those moments, I don't know if I could.
Really?
I'm not great at that.
You would never be a part of that in any way, shape, or form.
This is true. All right. So anyways, 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your story. Awkward public moment.
You say yes and then you say no.
Okay. Thanks, Kelly.
On the public stage.
That did not happen to Douglas.
On that. Sarah said nope.
She's just said nope. Not today, Douglas. Not today.
Oh, dang it.
All right, here's some of your stories on the way. That's your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 DJX.